Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So we are in Revelations chapter 2, verse 12 to 17. We have been extracting some kingdom truths from Jesus' post-ascension messages to the seven Asia Minor churches. There were pastors over these churches. But Jesus found it important to interject and teach some kingdom truths to the pastors.
Now Jesus who need there what shall one query be madam asofna ne wezi in so ne banu no what asse na we hu
and to the church as a whole.
Na asormu nyara.
Now these truths are still relevant to us.
Na dem no query owo ho ohia mahen
so. So far we have looked at victory over religion.
Na yesua there yebezi nkunyim wo nipa somdo.
We have looked at victory over a business relationship with God. We have looked at victory over wrong teaching. Now, the kingdom truth that today I want to extract for you from Jesus' words is having victory over apathy to your community.
So
the subject is overcoming apathy to your community or victory over apathy to your community. And we are going to learn that God wants us to identify with our community and use the sword of his mouth to fill these communities with his kingdom words. And that is the way he wants us to push wrong teaching from our communities, no matter how Satan has taken these communities. So we are going to read from Revelations 2, 12 to 17. And I'm going to comment as we go along. So verse 12 says, "And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write." Pergamos means fortified or stronghold. You will see why it is a stronghold. Jesus introduces himself by saying, "These things says he who has a sharp two-edged sword."
Now Jesus then said, "I know
your works and where you dwell." Please underline where you dwell. Where Satan's throne is. Underline where Satan's throne is. And you hold fast to my name and did not deny my faith. Even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr. Antipas was a believer.
Antipas, na oye jezini.
Who was killed among you where Satan dwells? Please underline where Satan dwells. It's interesting, ladies and gentlemen, that the Bible tells us where Satan's throne is on this earth. About 18 years ago, I went to Asia. When I came back to Ghana, I so fell in love with my country and Africa. Because practically I could see that the words of Jesus is true. The devil's throne is not in Africa. I remember asking myself, Lord, why am I in this place? But I believe that God was teaching me something very important. Because there are people who think that Africa is a very bad place. It is only when you have not traveled to other places that you have such sentiments. Years later, the Lord opened the door for me to go to the Holy Land. In the Holy Land, I stayed in Galilee. And I made about 2 trips to Jerusalem. Anytime I got to Jerusalem, ladies and gentlemen, you see that God lives there. I don't know how I should describe it to you. But as far as this earth is concerned, God has lived in a geographical place called Israel. And although now he is everywhere, in Ghana, in Australia, in Brazil, everywhere on earth, yet the aftermath of his living in a place, a geographical place on this earth, is still there. He will come again and come and live in Israel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying this to make us to understand that God cares about the geographical place in which we are. Look at verse 14. But I have a few things against you. Because you have there, underlined there, those who hold the doctrine of
Balaam.
In other words, in Pergamos, which means a stronghold or a fortified place, there were false doctrine, the doctrine of Balaam, the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. Who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel? To eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit sexual immorality. Thus, you also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent or change your mind, or else I will come to you quickly.
Now, once someone again, we know one more about one in term.
And will fight against them. Please underline, fight against them.
Now,
with the sword of my mouth.
Now, mezemano epia boku etiawan.
He who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
Now, nya owo asuno unse zasun sumrekatre in sorono.
To him who overcomes. To him who overcomes what? He overcomes apathy to his community. I will give some of the hidden manna. You know, the manna, when God gave to the people of Israel, he told them to take an omer of it. An omer is the tenth of an ephah. Take an omer of it, and they were to hide it. Eventually, they hid it in the Ark of the Covenant. Jesus says that the person who is going to overcome disinterest, apathy to his environment, whether Satan lives there or not, to such a person, I am going to give him part of the manna which was hidden. Manna is heavenly diet. It's kingdom food. I'm going to feed such a person with kingdom food that has been laid in my presence all this time.
Now Jesus catch around the near obedi in Kunim no Waboman or so is the ban or ya manano nature fa ebi na all my young de or one obedi in Kunim war be a watson de minka de be around famo ame me a kissing into them I am eating one some yamia on famo man cotton a measure yami na say ye two nayets in Kunim de ye look cronum some bafa yamu na yaka in some way ya catch around Jesus Obama yen so is the ban nature fa.
And I will give him a white stone.
Now, Obama one, Boba Fufu.
This white stone is symbolic of a verdict of acquittal.
Yeah, what's ready? Why do you give him now? Why can the Obon now be awakened?
In other words, I will give you a verdict of acquittal that you are innocent.
Now, Mamma, it's my watcher there. I will bana aye and a Bibian Elimoshe, na Enkamo.
So when you are put before court and then you are declared innocent, you are given a white stone.
And
so Jesus says to his believers, those of you who are going to overcome apathy to your community, I am going to give you a stone that shows that you have done well, you are acquitted.
Now Jesus said, "Oh, now we both know where Zinkunim there. When you saw what back at the Bible and famo hono, where you inconform with mohon Abu Bafufua, Oche there, where I will say, any afosi biara."
And on the stone, a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it.
Now, what shows Zinkunim da? Obiara nim cut jide nipa obedi nkuti.
It's wonderful.
Oh yeah, wawa.
Maybe you do not understand what Jesus is talking about. But he's talking about something that is a precious reward. I will give you a stone, a white stone, and in that stone there will be a new name, a new identity. It's like a password. You alone will have that. And that password is going to give you access and advantage. And people will not understand why your things go on like that. It will be a mystery. It will be a name that nobody knows. It is something unique to you because you have overcome apathy to your community. Even Satan's throne or is the king over there. Yes, sir. Because you have shown interest in bringing God's kingdom word to fill the place of the devil's throne, I am going to give you a password, and with that thing you will have advantage, which will be inexplicable. People will not understand it, but it's something that is very personal with you. It gives you access. I will give him a white stone and a name in it which no one knows, like a password, except he himself. It is one of the most important rewards God can endow you with. That gives you access.
Now, Akechia, na mezbama, on one now, what na wezi in Kunim war. There, one son of what's more back there, shame for one, no woman, one who now Akumu, or see them Akechia, Akechia, Obiara in who is in our womb, Bebe Fufuno is in your one in the womb, na Izino, or yet one Kotia, Ebegino, na Ebohu, na them Izino, Enya, Obama Winsa May Nara Wakodi, Sir Obiara Kada, ah, Ghana, COVID next, Bibiara Ebasa, or send the any of them Abobano. Wa brabo obokodo na wetu ham na wankwete no ejie na oyenipa okutwa no na obenya dem akechie.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is something God wants to give you.
Na bibi oha nya me pede ozimo.
There is something which will be known to only yourself.
Na ajibi oha wankwete na ebenyim afa nya meza ozadom no.
That will give you advantage in this life and in the life to come.
Na Obama is in Kunimo Abraba Yerbon Sisera. Na Abraba order him the Yabono.
There is something God wants to feed you with.
Na Bibi Ohanya Mepede Ozimo.
He calls it the hidden kingdom food.
Na Oye Ahimemu Ezibana Wesuma.
Which has been put in a bowl and kept in my presence ever since I rained down angels' food for human beings to eat.
Na Wakra Ezibano Womenim. Fi abra yeto fi so de abofo ezbana nipa bezi no.
This hidden manna has always been in the presence of God.
Na dem esu ezbani
He says, I'm going to feed your life with it.
Now, mama,
and when your life has been injected with the hidden manna, it will give you rulership and access. Where it is difficult, you can crack the place.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May you be found worthy to receive all these rewards Jesus promises to His church. These are things that Jesus, after His ascension, had to come down. And although there were apostles and prophets and pastors around, Jesus Christ spoke to the leaders of His churches, to the angels or the messenger or the pastors of the church. Jesus is teaching something which is so important, maybe which the human leaders were not teaching.
Now Jesus, oh, we know all course nation or son of bad over by church, I saw a son them in Zeme. I wanna was the banu nina ama when ya them in huni or send the ebia na banu zifuno one shall one sa oy the watcher in ara.
Pergamos is a city in Asia Minor.
Na Pergamos, yeah, you crow over Asia Kakrabim.
And there was a church in that city.
Na oye asor wokronimu.
This church was disinterested in their community. As a result of their apathy and disinterest, lack of care for their community, it resulted in various wrong teachings in that city. Now, I want you to understand that Jesus Christ comes to His church and He says that, I hold you responsible for the wrong things going on in the city where you are founded.
Now, Jesus be mocking there. Mu born forward be a woman in Zama Okobu Nara.
So in verse 14, He says that, but I have a few things against you.
Now, Osimua in Zama Kumebi Meditiawan.
What I have against you is that there in Pergamos, there is wrong teachings.
Now, Zamu what's on in there? Pergamos na wawono.
Ladies and gentlemen, maybe the church in Pergamos had this disinterest in their community because they knew that Satan's throne was there. In other words, it was the headquarters of the devil.
So maybe
they had given up on that city. They were just there just to take care of the church, just to take care of themselves, inward looking. But Jesus didn't like that. He felt that in spite of the fact that it was the headquarters of the devil and his throne and rule was there, yet still the church had to show his love to the city.
Now Jesus or assembly or Sunday on found there a hot na oye obunsam niti and anahimba niti na opede what's a dosson ko wasima man temina na what's
it is easy to give up on a place where you think that that place the devil has taken over the place. I mean, this aspect of human life, the devil has taken over, it is spoiled forever. There is nothing we must do about politics, there is nothing we must do about educational system, there is nothing we must do about these young people. I mean, the devil has taken over all these people. There is nothing we can do about the continent of Africa. Pastor, the thing is spoiled already. What we have to do is to just take care of ourselves, and run away to heaven because Jesus is about to come. Let's give up on family life, because now with all those kind of perversions, sexual perversions, when we are even laboring the word, it's okay. Let the false doctrines about family life, let it persist. Let the wrong things about our rulership, let it persist. I mean, all that is important is that we run away.
Naza yebekan de o ebusiasam de o mebusiani ye ye de obi abetena konkon ye si sarobunsam na fabiaze no entumne nka de obi nya konkon enti yenje mu na onka na ewraze oma fahen kosra himem.
I want you to understand that really, really, the church was doing well. The problem they had was that they were not concerned about anything, the physical place they were, the social place they were, their social life of Pergamos. They were not concerned about the political life of Pergamos. They were not concerned about anything concerning Pergamos. Maybe the other reason why they were disinterested in their community was because the city had killed one of them. There was a brother called Antipas. And they killed him. In other words, Pergamos was a city that did not tolerate the things of God. So they killed him as a martyr. In other words, the city was saying that deny Jesus Christ or you die. So he was a faithful martyr. Ladies and gentlemen, when a city has killed one of us, even in this church, has taken one of us and killed that one, we will feel like this city is doomed forever. Let's leave them. Maybe we should go somewhere and do God's work. I believe that Jesus Christ took the worst place on earth to give us a message that even if where you live geographically is where Satan's throne is, I don't want you to abandon the place. And let the devil's teaching take over the place. Use the sword of the mouth of Jesus. Spread the kingdom word everywhere. People may not be interested, but I care that the whole earth is filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The posture of the church in Pergamos was like the posture of the early church just after Jesus' ascension. In Acts chapter 1, let's quickly go there as I bring this message to an end. In Acts chapter 1, and then verse 9 downwards, let's pick it from verse 10 for time.
It
says, and whilst they looked steadfastly, in other words, whilst the apostles looked steadfastly into heaven, as he went up,
there Jesus oracle, sorry.
Behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. So two angels appeared to these 11 apostles, who said to them, men of Galilee, men of Galilee,
I had trouble with that some time back. Because I felt that these heavenly beings shouldn't have identified these apostles as men of Galilee. They should have called them faithful people. They should have called them apostles and prophets. They should have called them by some other spiritual title. But these heavenly beings come to the loving apostles. And they address them as men of Galilee. Maybe you don't know about Galilee. Galilee was a bad place. The Bible calls it Galilee of the Gentiles. They didn't respect the things of God, so to speak. The Jewish people looked down their noses at Galilee. They felt that Galilee was a place where maybe the devil has taken over. It's part of Israel, yes, but the devil has taken over that place.
Na Galilee can Israel ho na so na bra okodo ho no onye bra wozi nyame na asam do enti na Jew fu na nkasa no wo yi won anya fi ho wozi ma hwan.
But Jesus was a Galilean.
Na Jesus ofi Galilee.
One time, one of the apostles said, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Nazareth is in Galilee."
Na Jacob bi kede ana azipapa bi botum efi Nazareth aba na Nazareth or Galilee.
They regarded Galilee as people who sat in darkness.
Na wo hu wonde wo yenkofa wote sum.
Here comes a heavenly being.
Na ho na nyame ofi.
After the ascension of Jesus.
Na Jesus okosun wi no.
And he's addressing spiritual people.
Na wore kan sem akere sunsun fo.
He calls them men of Galilee.
Na waka de Galilee embarima.
What is he trying to teach us?
Eben aze na pede okere hen.
Heaven knows you by where you live. Maybe I should take it further by letting you know that these apostles were not in Galilee, they were in Jerusalem. They had relocated, Jesus had relocated them from Galilee. They were all Galileans except Judas, who was from Cariot. Okay? They were all Galileans. And Jesus had taken them to Jerusalem, but heaven calls them men of Galilee.
Jesus was one of Jerusalem. Judas Galilee. How will
heaven call you now? Don't you think they will call you by a name that brings your attention to the community where you are? Now, will angels, when they appear to us, will they call us a pastor and this and deacon and worship leader and all that? Fine, there is nothing wrong with that. They can call us that. They do call us that. But Jesus is drawing our attention to something, to identify with the community where you are. Otherwise, you cannot impact them.
Na ebia osor abofu basisi ara na worfren na wo be kada bia ye wono na wo be fren anaso wo bo hensunsun mizin de eye apostle eye pastor eye elder eye deacon dam izin nara wo botu na wozi afro nanso Jesus chere him bibi de ye ma hen adwen nko iso na ye wom no do.
Look at the posture of the apostles.
Na yenhwe Musa na asomafo no
they were looking up. The angels came and said, hey, calm down. You are from Galilee. I want to remind you, I know you want to go to heaven. I know you are steadfastly looking for Jesus to come. Yes, let us look for the return of our dearest Jesus. But remember, you can have some few things against us, that we have abandoned the community in which we are.
Na abofu ni hwan na worship won say won bra fom won ma hon adwen won bra eso na wo mnodo wo sande say wan hwe bia wo wona Jesus benya bibi etia won say osan bebi wa.
Let's go back to Revelations as I end in verse number 16.
Na yenko ejitre asem no yenko wie wo itire bi.
Repent or else I will come to you quickly.
Sesa na onse da mama ba won do entem
and will fight against them.
Na meni hon boko.
Who are the them? Certainly not the church. But the wrong thing that is going on in the city. Jesus says that if you don't take care of it, I myself, I will come with my kingdom word, with a sword of my mouth, and fight against, not fight against you, the church people. I'll fight against them.
Na mamba mboku ntia oyɛ asɔremba no na mɔku etia ikromba na worsom abosom na wobu suban bɔno no.
Jesus doesn't have to do that.
Na Jesus onye de oyɛ them.
Because we are his representatives.
No sande asɔr na ogyina Jesus na name.
We should have interest in the community, whether it is Africa, whether it is Ghana, or wherever you are, wherever you come from, heaven still regards you as belonging to that place.
Na onfahobia efide efi Ghana efi omani bera efi no nya mehwehwede ebama ehon wehia na ya hwede yebeka ensam no ma obiara asesa na dwen ma nyame na asam no wezi akoten wo hinte.
Let's take them into prayer.
Na yembo empe sisara mahon.
Let's take them into our plans.
Na yemfo hon nka hen abrabo ho.
Let's take them into our teaching.
De asono bebhwede omana yewum no wobeka ensam na wachechre afa ho.
God bless you.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name. Amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.